Today in the first reading, Jeremiah is talking about being a prophet and how difficult it is, that people make fun of him and people persecute him, and all he wants to do is to be quiet. Look, I don't want to suffer that anymore. I just want to keep this to myself. But then he says, the fire of the Lord burns in his heart. And then he has to tell people about how good our God is. He has to scream from the rooftops, Lord is good, the Lord is God. That's why I'm here today. Because I want to share with you the message that our Lord is good. Our Lord loves us a whole lot. And I also want to share the message with you that being a priest is awesome. As vocation director for the Archdiocese, what I get to do is every weekend I get to be in a new parish throughout the Archdiocese, and I get to tell young people about how awesome it is to give one's life in service to the Lord. Because it's a chance for us to stand up like the prophet Jeremiah and say, our God is good and our God is awesome. As a priest, that's what I get to do. Every single day I get to proclaim to the world how good our God is, how much He loves us, how much He walks with us, how much He's a part of our lives. And my message when I go out to parishes is to tell young people, if you're thinking about what you want to do with the rest of your life, you better consider being a priest or a sister nun, because there's no greater way that you can give glory to God through His kingdom. Being a priest is awesome. I get to meet so many cool people. I get to celebrate so many sacraments. I get to meet people from all over the place and get to experience things that I never would have guessed I would experience as a priest. But I get to do that because the Lord has filled my heart with love, and I get to share that love with the people of God. It's difficult sometimes when people say, oh, I don't know if I want to be a priest or a nun. I don't know if I want to... I felt that way too. The very first time that I thought about being a priest, I was a young person. I was probably in middle school. We had a priest come to our parish and say, hey, look, if anybody in this parish knows any young people who would be a good priest or a good sister, you need to tell them. Well, after Mass that day, I probably had 100 people come up to me and said, hey, TJ, you should think about being a priest. Because I was an altar server, and I participated in the choir, and I was always around as a middle school student. So if you know anybody in this parish that you think would be a good priest or a good sister or a good nun, you need to tell them that. And you need to allow that seed to be planted in their hearts so that they think about that, so that they can embrace that call. The other thing that breaks my heart when I go out to parishes, when I talk to young people, is when they say, well, you know, my parents, they wouldn't like that. They don't want me to do that with my life. And we have this awful idea that being a priest or a sister is a waste of life. You ever heard that term, Father, what a waste? I don't know if you've heard that or not. But it's like a really good-looking priest, and then you say, golly, what a waste, he's a priest. But that's sometimes the mentality that we have, like, oh, well, priests and nuns, that's just for people who really can't do anything else with their life. And that's a terrible way to look at it. But God calls us, and He calls us with our talents and our abilities and our gifts to say, come follow me, come be my child, come serve me in the peace of the Lord. That's what we're seeking, that's what we're searching in our lives, in our hearts, and our families. My friends, we need priests, we need sisters and nuns, we need deacons, we need people to come forth and say, Lord, I want to be a messenger for you and your love. It's sad that there are places in the world where there's not Sunday Mass every Sunday because we don't have enough priests. It's sad that Catholic schools are having to close because we don't have enough nuns and sisters teaching in those schools anymore. It's sad that Catholic hospitals are closing down because we don't have enough sisters and nuns to help serve the people who are sick. We need to pray that young men and women may answer the call to serve the Lord, and we, as a people of God, need to support them. If your son or daughter or your grandson or granddaughter comes to you and says, I want to give my life in service to the Lord, please be encouraging of them. And please, when you're sitting down with your kids and your grandkids, tell them that, look, if you're looking for something really worthwhile to do with your life, think about being a priest or a nun. Because it's a great way to serve the Lord. It's a great way to open our hearts and follow after Him and His love. We need young people to answer the call of the Lord. And we need to keep praying. I understand that the CCE classes here at St. John's pray for vocations regularly. I understand that as a parish at daily mass, you pray for vocations every single day. I understand that we have a vocation cross that's passed from family to family to family. Those are great things, and I encourage you to continue them. And I encourage you to pray fervently for vocations. And I encourage you to think of ways in your life, in your parish, in your family, that you can encourage young people to give their life in service to the Lord. Because our church needs young men and women to faithfully follow after Him. Following after our Lord is not easy. It's something really, really, really difficult. That's what our Lord tells us in the gospel today. He says that we, if we are to follow after Him, we have to die to ourselves. We have to take up our cross every single day and follow where the Lord is calling us to be. Sometimes that's very difficult. A lot of times in our lives there are certain struggles or difficulties that we have to face. And what our Lord tells us, what He invites us to do, is to take up that cross and faithfully follow after Him. He tells us not to run away from the pain or the sorrow or the difficulties of our lives. He tells us don't run away from it. He tells us to embrace it and to come after Him, because that's what He did for us. He suffered. He died for us. He laid down His life so that we could have salvation, so that we could have freedom. And for that, we are tremendously blessed that our God is always going to be with us. That He's always going to walk with us on our journey, that He's going to stand with us in all of the difficulties. So whatever's going on in our lives, whether it's the sickness or an illness or the death of a loved one, whether it's the difficulty of school or work or family dynamics, whether it's the difficulty of losing a job or just feeling like there's no hope, our Lord helps us with all of that. He shines His light and His love in our lives, and He tells us, I'm here with you. I will help you carry whatever it is that's going on. We're blessed. We are blessed that our Lord is always going to walk with us, that He's always going to love us, and He's always going to give us the courage that we need in our hearts. Our Lord is going to be with us no matter what. No matter what difficulty, no matter what circumstances surround our lives, He's going to walk with us. He's going to help us. He's going to give us His love in our lives. We're also blessed because our God will love us for who we are. In the gospel today, St. Peter says to the Lord, he says, Lord, you can't suffer and die. That's not going to happen. I'll make sure that doesn't happen. And Jesus says to him, get behind me, Satan, because you're thinking as a human being does and not as God does. Now, if you can stretch your mind all the way back to last Sunday, Peter said something brilliant. Jesus was asking the disciples, who is it that you say that I am? And Peter says, you are the Christ. You are the anointed one. You are the Son of God. And Jesus says, absolutely, Simon Peter, upon this rock I will build my church. And one paragraph later, Peter said something dumb. He says, Lord, no, I will protect you. I will. No. Jesus says, no. Listen to me. Get behind me. Forget about what you want. This is about what God wants. And this example of Peter is that last week he said something so brilliant and so insightful and so full of faith and love. And then this week he says something boneheaded. This is a reminder to us that sometimes we act like Peter does, where we start thinking about ourselves first and not about God. But what our God does is He will love us and He will guide us and He will continue to pour His love into our hearts. And He will say to us, look, it's okay. It's okay. Let me refocus you. Let me show you the path. Let me bring you back to where it is that I want you to be. Sometimes the difficulties that we have in our lives, sometimes the crosses that we carry, that's the path that we need to go on to find our way back to God. Sometimes the suffering that we endure, sometimes the difficulties that we have in our lives, that is what inspires us to turn back to our God. That's what inspires us to get back on the path to faithfully follow after Him. So if we have a cross, if we have something really difficult, something really tough that we're going through right now, we bring that to our God. And we say, Lord, here is what I'm struggling with. Here is what's going on in my heart and with my life, and I need you. And I need your love and I need your help. And our Lord in turn will say, I've got you. I'm here with you. I will walk with you and I will help you with whatever burden is on your shoulders. And he says that to us because he loves us. So we continue our prayer of thanksgiving today. We thank our God for helping us carry our cross. We thank him for being a part of our lives. And we ask the Lord to continue to be with us as we try to faithfully follow after him. And we also pray that young men and women, especially here from our parish, may consider serving the Lord and giving their lives in complete service to him. Because our church, because our God needs young people to faithfully give their lives in service to God, to faithfully pick up their cross and follow him.